current West Mesquite head football coach. He's at Mahaia, of course, and on his way now to West Mesquite. Frank Sandoval, we've had Frank on the show many times before, and he joins us now. Frank, obviously this is a great opportunity for you. Nothing against you leaving. It's part of the business. Your thoughts about the decision to go to West Mesquite?
Well, you know, first off, obviously I want to respect Mesquite ISD. They do have a school board meeting. I'm going to be recommended for hire tomorrow. And obviously the school board members will have to approve the hiring. But, you know, Mahaia is such an awesome place. It's a great place to be. You know, I've enjoyed my time there. And you know, those kids there have bought into the vision that we've had. And at some point you look at it and I told the kids, you know, it's probably one of the most selfish decisions that I've had to make. And, it was tough, but I think, of course, with the pending board, hopefully everything goes smoothly tomorrow and we're good with that end.
You know, it's part of the business. I know that, you know, that we saw this yesterday, the transition at Baylor with Matt Rhule moving on to the NFL. It is a part of the business, isn't it, Frank? When you find another opportunity, again, it's based on school board approval, but you find another opportunity that might be better. That doesn't mean what you're leaving is not good. And how difficult at times is saying goodbye?
Oh, I mean, to put it in words, I mean, unless you've done it, it's really hard to express it. And, you know, sometimes opportunities come up that you don't necessarily seek or go after. You know, my wife is from the area, which you know, that plays a part in it. You know, and at the end of the day, we all talk about family and how important they are. And they sacrifice, my kids sacrifice a lot for me on a daily basis, and so does my wife. So for me to be able to give them something that is immeasurable, you know, getting back to that area, her being close to her family, me being a little bit closer to my family, it is a part of the business. It's a part of the business that nobody really likes or enjoys. You know, we all have dreams and aspirations and goals, and sometimes it's you know, change is not always a bad thing. I'm not leaving, or I wouldn't leave Mahaia because I have to type deal. You know, I'm telling you, it's an attractive job with the updated facilities and everything that Dr. DeBuse and the school board has going on there with Mr. Benji Reed leading it. I mean, it's a part of the business, and it's the part that probably people don't like, but it's a side that we have to listen to sometimes.
Well, speaking of your lineage, we've had you before, and you've discussed Joey McGuire when McGuire took the job at Baylor under Matt Rhule, and now he's one of the names that is out there. We don't know anything official about who's going to be a part of the actual group that Mac Rose interviews, but I don't think there's any doubt that Joey McGuire will at least be a part of that process. And the players went immediately after the initial shock of Rhule leaving, immediately went to social media campaigning for him. I mean, as many players as I can possibly think. And a lot of them also were just saying, hey, listen, we're fine. The process is put in place. We'll be good no matter what. Now, if you wanted a campaign for Joey McGuire, he doesn't need you to, but what would you say?
Well, David, this is the thing that no one will ever be able to take away from Joey, is he is the most genuine and sincere person that you've ever been around. And I can honestly say that it doesn't, you know, there's guys in this world that can go bragging about what they've accomplished, and Joey could be one of those guys. He'll never mention one thing that he's done as far as wins or state championships or any awards or accolades. But the one thing that he will brag about is how much he loves his kids and the genuine love he has for those guys. Those players, that's the truth. That's what they see on a day-to-day basis. That's not a show. That's not a one-time thing. Coach McGuire has a vision, and, you know, it's easy to want to work and do what he asks you to do because his vision is, you know, his vision is clear, and he wants the best not only for you but for everyone else around you. So if you're willing to kind of listen and take some coaching, he can coach anybody. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. He can coach you, and he's such a lovable and charismatic person that you want to be around him. You want to – I'm telling you right now, I want to go fight for Joey McGuire as much as anybody in 3 years. But you know what? If he asked me to go do something for him, I'd do it right now without even thinking about it.
I don't want to put you on the spot here. And this is about you and you taking the job at West Mesquite, but the timing's very good as well with what happened yesterday at Baylor. Could you see Joey McGuire? Baylor needs, and you've been around now long enough. It's not like you didn't know about Baylor before, But they need now someone. They have Scott Drew, Kim Mulkey, who have been around forever, other coaches on campus. Would you, could you see if Joey McGuire was the man that they answered to and that's the one that took the job, that he would be here for a while?
Yes, there's no doubt in my mind. There's zero doubt in my mind. Joey McGuire has told me face-to-face, in person, that he wants to be at Baylor. There is zero doubt in my mind that Joey McGuire would finish his career there. He's, you know, everybody heard the rumors about the UTSA deal, and you know, I'm not gonna mention his business, but Joey McGuire is a Baylor Bear, and he chose that, and that's a decision he made. There's no doubt in my mind that if they get behind Coach McGuire and the program, the process that Coach Matt Rhule and his staff have put together, I have zero doubt in my mind that Joey McGuire, he's done it from you know, at the high school level. And at the end of the day, if you can build something and lead it and turn it into a national powerhouse the way he did Cedar Hill, he's a part of what the process that Coach Rhule had at Baylor, and he was instrumental in that. There's no doubt. I mean, he's the guy, and he's going to be there. He's not looking to move up any further than to be the head football coach at Baylor.
All right, so West Mesquite, they've had their ups and downs. They've had success. Where are they right now, in your opinion?
You know, it's real hard for me to say, you know, because everybody just looks at records and looks at those things. I just want to get in there and see if I can, you know, love up on the kids, talk to them, build genuine relationships with those guys, and kind of go from there. So sometimes it's good not to know too much about certain places.
Yeah, it's kind of like I was taught one time about interviews. You want to prep for a lot of the interviews, but there are sometimes interviews you want to walk in completely not blind to it, but not unknown much. That way you ask questions. It also means you listen to the answers that might lead to your next question.
Yes, sir.
As well.
Yes, sir.
With school back in session, I know that they're still based on school board approval. Have you had a chance to visit with your players?
Yes, I had a chance to visit with them and talk with them. And again, it's one of the toughest conversations you have. You know, my seniors and kids that I've graduated, they've reached out, they've texted me, and they've told me how proud of me they were, and that you know, I've gotten a lot of positive things from my guys, and I'm hurting for that junior and sophomore and freshman class. I hurt for those guys. I love them. They're always going to be my kids. I'm always going to be in contact with them, and they know that. You know, but it's a tough decision, and I hope and pray that one day they understand.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate your time. Congratulations. Hope it all works out at the vote. It will. And thanks for your insight again on Joey. We appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
That's Frank Sandoval. He is